Despite the government shutdown, there's been a handover at the Federal Interior Department. Former Secretary Ryan Zinke is out, and Deputy Secretary David Bernhardt is in, continuing the Trump administration's policy of energy dominance. KUER's Diane Mazzapinto spoke with Nate Hedgie of our Mountain West News Bureau to sort it out, starting with Zinke's wins and losses.
His probably most high-profile accomplishment was shrinking two national monuments here in Utah, Grand Escalante and Bears Ears. That was cheered by local county commissioners, industry, but derided from or by everyone from tribes to environmentalists to outdoor retail giants like Patagonia and REI.
Okay, so but he didn't actually like go out there with a piece of chalk and say, okay, these are the new boundaries. It's not a done deal.
Right, exactly.
What's
it's
next?
Not a done deal. Okay. I mean, as soon as that happened, a whole bunch of groups sued against it. So that story's definitely not over. We're going to continue to follow it and see what happens next.
When these boundaries were shrunk, a lot of people were pretty heartbroken. Mm-hmm. Other people were cheering, mm-hmm. right? But we know as journalists that this can be a long, drawn-out process, right? So where does that leave Zinke? Zinke's on the outside now.
He's kind of in a little bit of hot water regarding ethics investigations. I believe at one point he had more than a dozen into him. A lot of those investigations, he was cleared of any wrongdoing. But he's definitely not out of it on that end. But in terms of the monuments themselves, I mean, I don't think he needs to worry about that anymore now that he is once again a former congressman from Montana and former Interior Secretary.
So he took this kind of position as U.S. energy dominance, probably from prompts from the president and other sort of experts, as it were, lobbyists and such. What does that mean? Like, what did he do to kind of carry that flag?
So it was like this idea of America first, right? And,
yeah.
And this country depending on its own energy resources to power itself, essentially, and to power the world. And so Zinke's opened up millions of acres of public lands across the Mountain West to potential energy development, new oil and gas leases. Feds just held one of their biggest oil and gas auctions in years here in Utah last month. They've eased protections for the iconic sage grouse, which also lives in prime oil and gas country. So they've done a lot in that sense.
That's a good point. They've done a lot, but where does it all stand now? Like, how much is actually going to happen?
Right. And again, for this Interior Department, they've been met with lawsuits and lawsuits and lawsuits, just like the monuments. And so you have these lawsuits, and then you also have the market, which is a whole different thing, right? Like, Zinke made it easier to expand coal mines on public lands. Coal production was up in 2017, but demand for coal here in the U.S. is decreasing. So we've seen coal companies declare bankruptcies, mines and power plants shutter. The truth is other energies like natural gas, renewables are a lot cheaper and more abundant here in the U.S. right now. So that shifting market is also just a really big factor. So it's going to take a while to see how this all shakes out.
So let's move sort of away from the land issues and to Zinke himself and these sort of allegations and accusations swirling around him. He kind of left maybe with his head hanging.
Yeah, I don't think he ever left with his head hanging. I mean, his head was always held quite high. That said, there were a lot of questions regarding how he conducted himself in office. There were little issues, like the time he wore socks with "Making America Great Again" on them, which would be a violation of the Hatch Act. The Hatch Act is one of these obscure rules that says most people who work for the executive branch can't engage in political activity. But the socks were just a little thing because there were also bigger issues, like a Montana real estate deal between Zinke's family foundation and a group whose investors included the then chair of oil giant Halliburton. This raised hackles for critics who say energy company executive making a business deal with the man in charge of managing oil and gas resources on public lands was kind of bad news bears. And so Zinke says he's not guilty. That investigation is still ongoing. We also know that one investigation was referred to the Justice Department for a potential criminal violation. That said, we don't know exactly which investigation that was. But suffice to say, Zinke may have resigned, but he's not out of the water yet.
Now there is an interim federal interior secretary in place. What I found kind of striking, David Bernhardt, is he's worked for the interior off and on for years and years, where Zinke had just come in being tapped after, as I said, one term in Congress. Tell us about David Bernhardt.
So yeah, Bernhardt's the total opposite of Zinke in many ways, right? He's this uncharismatic lawyer bureaucrat, but he's said to have a surgical legal mind. As you said, he's worked for Interior before. He was a top lawyer under the Bush administration, but he's also an ex-oil lobbyist whose clients included top energy firms. And so critics say Bernhardt was kind of the architect, the power behind the throne, if you will, behind a lot of Interior's biggest moves, like relaxing methane rules, removing Obama-friendly senior officials within the Park Service. Just like Zinke, Bernhardt's loved by industry, assailed by environmental protection groups. That said, we have no idea how long he'll be in charge. President Trump said he would announce a new Interior Secretary a few weeks ago. That hasn't happened. I'm sure the shutdown has played into it, but we just don't know.